Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
I want to welcome you to your favorite program once again. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have been doing for us individually and collectively. Blessed be your holy name, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, we commit this broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually, you will strengthen us, you will uphold us, you will guide us by your word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Everlasting Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you hear this word today, the Almighty God will stir up your spirit man in the name of Jesus and grant you the grace and the strength for you to be who God has ordained you to be. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be talking about what I titled, Turning Your Trials to Joy. Your trials shall be turned to joy. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of James. James chapter 1. And I'm reading from verse 2 to 4. James 1, reading from verse 2 to 4. He says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." May the Lord bless the reading of His word. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will turn those trials you are going through, it will turn them to joy for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, wherever it might be coming from, the Almighty God will turn them to joy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will wipe away your sorrow. He will wipe away your shame. He will wipe away your reproach in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where you have been told there is no way, the Almighty God will make way for you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, there are key things I want us to know in order for you to be able to turn those trials into joy. Number one thing is that you must intentionally look for the joy, even in the midst of trials. Even in the midst of trials, look for the joy. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter, reading from chapter 4, and I read from verse 12 to 13, 1 Peter 4, 12 to 13. It says, "Dear friend, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you." Verse 13 says, "But rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed." So, brothers and sisters, in as much as you are participating in the suffering of Christ, in as much as you are aligned with our Lord Jesus Christ, be rest assured that trials you are going through, you will overcome. The Lord will grant you victory over those trials in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Number two thing I want us to know is that you must know that there is a greater reward for the pains you are going through. There is a greater reward. The pains you are going through, it may appear very painful. It may appear discomforting. It may appear frustrating. But brothers and sisters, there is a reward awaiting you. Inasmuch as those trials are not because of the fact that you have been living in sin, but because of persecution, because men and women have gathered against you because of your belief. Inasmuch as you are doing the will of God, the Almighty God will deliver you from those trials in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5 verse 12 say, "Rejoice and be glad. Why? Because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." And in John chapter 16 verse 21 say, "A woman giving birth to a child has pains because her time has come. But when a baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born to the world." So brothers and sisters, just like that woman that goes into the labor room in pains, but when the baby comes, those pains disappear. Brothers and sisters, the trials you are going through right now, they shall disappear in the name of Jesus. The Lord will crown your effort with outstanding rewards in the name of our Lord Jesus. Indeed, He will make way for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Number three thing you must also know is that faith is a spiritual muscle that must be built by facing challenging situations. You build your faith by facing challenging situations. Faith cannot be built without challenges. Brothers and sisters, those challenges you are going through, it is for your own good. It's to build up your faith. It's to build up your faith. And the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, it says, "In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." It's for a little while, because the Almighty God will grant you victory. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, Apostle Paul speaking here, say, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest upon me." Christ's power shall rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace of the Almighty God shall be sufficient for you in the name of Jesus. In your weaknesses, He will make you perfect. He will perfect that which concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Another thing that we must also know is that victory comes after the night of life. We all face the night of our life. Those trials you are going through is a phase. It's a phase. And being a phase, it will not last forever. Because God has told us in the book of Psalm 30 verse 5, He said, "For His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime." The favor of God lasts a lifetime. And He said, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning." In the morning, joy comes. The trials you are going through right now is only for the night. It's only for the night. In the morning of your life, joy will come. The Almighty God will bring His joy. Know that dawn comes after the darkest part of the night. So, brothers and sisters, whatever you may be going through, be rest assured that God is in control. God is aware of what you are going through, and indeed He will deliver you. He has done it in the past. He will do it for you too. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Another thing you must also know about this God who is ready to deliver you from that trials, who is ready to promote you, who is ready to take you to a new level, is the fact that this God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. That's what the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. What he did yesterday, he can do it. What he did for A, he can do for B. So, brothers and sisters, be rest assured that this God does not change. So, why are you looking at the situation? The situation will change, but Jesus will not change. Let your focus be on Jesus. Hold on to the word of God. And as you hold on to his word, he will perfect that which concerns you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 119, verse 89. Says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. And he also tells us in the book of Matthew 24, verse 35. The Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The word of God will never pass away. So hold on to the word of God rather than holding on to the trials, rather than holding on to the challenges, to the problem you are going through. Hold on to the word of God. Search into the scripture. What did the Bible say concerning that situation? Hold on to that word, and you will see that the Almighty God, he will show himself awesome on your behalf. He will deliver you. You will overcome those trials, and he will grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that you must also know is that be ready to mix your waiting with patience in order to get what God has ordained for you. Mix your waiting with patience. Patiently wait upon the Lord. Don't be in a hurry. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans chapter 8, 25, say, but if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it out patiently. We wait for it patiently. Hebrews 6:12 says, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. They inherited what has been promised because they have faith and they waited patiently. May the Lord grant you the grace to patiently wait for the manifestation of his promises in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The book of Psalm 27:14. He said, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. Wait for him. He will deliver you. Wait for him. He will make way for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar up on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You will not faint. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will indeed make way for you. He will fight your battle and he will grant you victory. And then you need to submit that challenge to the hand of God. Submit yourself to his hands and he will deliver you. Submit yourself to him and he will deliver you. Have you submitted to him? Because when you submit yourself to him, say, submit to the Lord, resist the devil and he will flee. But there is a condition for the devil to flee. He will only flee. Satan will only flee if you are submitted to God. So you have to submit to God. So I'm giving you the opportunity today because God is only going to intervene on your behalf if truly you have submitted to him. You have been hearing this word or you have not heard it before, you are hearing it now. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God is ready to take you and grant you victory over those trials, over those circumstances you are going through. But you need to submit them to God. You need to submit your life to him. Submit to Jesus. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And indeed, he will grant you victory. So why don't you do so right now? And just say, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. I say it is only you and you alone I will serve. All the days of my life, in the name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The almighty God will fight your battle. Those situations, those circumstances that you are going through right now, the Lord will grant you victory over them. In the name of Jesus, He will fill your mouth with testimony. He will fill your mouth with laughter. In the mighty name of Jesus. So therefore, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.